You're listening to Sounds Good. It's your midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, and I'm pleased to welcome back Murray State's at Cinema International Director, Dr. Therese St. Paul. Welcome back from your sabbatical.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be back.
Well, we have some news about a change in schedule for this season's films, and also we're going to discuss this week's film. It's The Hunt for Wilder People. So would you like to tell listeners about the schedule for the season?
Yes, we've had to change our schedule a little bit, and that's due to Curse Center's reorganization. So sadly, we're actually going to miss one day. For 35 years, Cinema International has provided three evenings every weekend. Now we're losing one day, and so you know our listeners shouldn't be surprised to find that on the program, and the program is on the website murraystate.edu. But if you add Murray State at Cinema International, you will find our program up there. So it's the Murray State website /Cinema International. So you will see that for the first 2 weeks, we have indeed a Thursday and a Friday show, and we're not actually having anything on a Saturday. Well, I'm very sorry about that. But then we retrieve the Saturday for the rest of the program, but then we lose the Friday. So as I like to repeat, the first 2 weeks we'll have Thursday and Friday, and the rest of the semester we will have Thursday and Saturday. Now, the times stay the same, but you will notice that the Thursday will be for the first part of the semester in the Barclay Room. Now, the Barclay Room is right around the corner from the theater. So when you come up the stairs, instead of turning right, you turn left, and it's right there. It's a smaller room, but that's what we have to do. But then for the second part of the program, started with, I think, well, yeah, about a little less than halfway through, we're resuming our shows in the theater on both days.
Okay. Well, so the good news is that the entire calendar is already set in stone. You know the dates. You know the rooms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything's back to normal, except that I wanted our listeners to realize we were actually losing one day. And sorry for those who used to come on Fridays. They can come this week and the week after, but after that, we'll lose the Friday.
In general, if we want to talk about the films, was it two seasons ago there was kind of a French film theme, and then last year more of a Spanish theme?
Mm-hmm.
And this year it's Germany.
Yeah.
That's the home country. Just in general, let's talk about the theme of this season.
Well, I never really choose a theme as such. Sometimes they just emerge, partly because I discuss with colleagues and I ask them around the campus, what are your interests this semester? What are you teaching? What do you want to discuss? Do you have any suggestions? And so sometimes that makes a theme. But I think we will have themes in next semester a little more pronounced. But this time, I think it's going to be, as usual, a bit of politics, but a lot of social context in different countries and different eras, because we have some period pieces too. And so social interaction, there's a lot of things with children, because we like to see how children are reacting to life in different cultures. And so there's a mix of comedy and I'd say tragedy. So there's a lot of politics, I think, that will come, and social issues that will come up.
Most of the films, I think all of the German films, they're from about a 15 roughly year period, from the early 90s to more recent time. If you were to watch all of these together, would you come away with any idea of what German cinema has been like over the past 15 years? Do these encapsulate most of the themes and the landmarks of German cinema?
That's a good observation. Yes, probably. We have a first, next week we have Mademoiselle Paradis. French word name, but it's an interesting one because it takes place in the age of Mozart, and it is feminist because she was a musician, very talented, like Mozart. And so we span from, you know, that era to today, and there are a couple of movies that are actually focusing on the wall. The wall, because this 2019 celebrates the 30th anniversary of the fall of the wall. And so I think two of them are actually going to be centered on that.
But we're going to start off, this week's film is from New Zealand. It's mm-hmm. very recent, from 2016. Tell us about The Hunt for Wilder People.
Well, first of all, I want to thank the audience, our faithful audience at Cinema International, because this was actually a suggestion that came from the audience. Before, and I finally, you know, located it, and so it's nice to have one that came from the audience. And it is a New Zealand movie by Taika Waititi, and some of you might know him from, we showed a movie by him a few semesters ago that was called What We Do in the Shadows. It's like a horror mockumentary. It's 2014, but he's been compared to Wes Anderson, but he is a very interesting New Zealander. Well, his name shows he's Maori, or has Maori ancestry, and so he has an interesting trajectory. He made Thor, Ragnarok, and so you can see he spans, you know, several genres. And here it's being compared, as I say, to Wes Anderson, because it's a bit off the wall, just like What We Do in the Shadows was too. So he's playing on New Zealand cliche, the Kiwi image of the rough hillbilly, the hillbillies that mostly male that live out there, and then he puts it all in a frame with children, because Wes Anderson is famous for like Midnight. What was it again? Midnight Children. Was it Midnight? Oh, I forgot the title.
Moonlight
Rising.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes,
that's
yes.
right. And so here it's the story of a young, a young boy who's Maori and who's been basically into the welfare system, and he's been delivered in a remote farm in the New Zealand countryside. And so he's a bit of a rowdy kid, and he now has to deal with a grumpy foster father, Uncle Heck, who's actually impersonated by Sam Neill. And so it's the story of their relationship as they have to take to the bush to escape some, officials who want to put him into foster homes, and he doesn't want that. So there's an interesting dialogue, sort of comic and at the same time extremely human. Waititi creates a real good balance between humanity and comedy. The characters are lovable, but the context really gives you some messages, and this is what we need to discuss after, you know.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great introduction for what looks to be a fascinating season, and I look forward to discussing it with you throughout the semester, Dr. St. Paul. Thank you so much.
Well, it's my pleasure.